You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to be talking about community. And we're talking about community in regard to how businesses, product developers can build relationships with the folks they're serving. And there's a broad range of ways that that can be done. A few years back, if you were to buy a course online, let's say you wanted to learn a skill, you might sign up for the course. I've seen this on platforms like Udemy, for example. You sign up for a course and there's a little thing at the, in the first lesson saying, hey, if you'd like to get more value out of this course, why don't you jump over to Facebook and join our Facebook group? Well, if you've ever been on Facebook, and I'm going to assume you have, you probably are aware that there's a lot of distraction on a platform like that. And so those groups that are built to support a course or even a local business can often be limited in their utility because people get distracted on platforms like that. Well, if you fast forward a few years, there have been a proliferation of non-Facebook groups that have developed around courses and other programs. And we're going to be talking to the developer, creator of one of those platforms today, group.app. I'm really, really excited about it because I've been playing around in this platform for the last couple of weeks. Dorna Berry-Visor, welcome to More Perfect Marketing.
Dave, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to just talk about community and just marketing in general.
So why don't we, before we dive into this discussion in more detail about community, why don't you tell us a little bit about the current project that you're working on, this platform that you have created, GroupApp?
Yeah, so GroupApp, essentially what you just talked about at the beginning is the problem that I had myself. Well, we had online courses that we built ourselves, and we always realized we were always sending people to a Facebook group for supplementary content or for like engagement for our courses. And so we looked out there and we were using Teachable, Thinkific. We're like, where is the community portion for us to continue the conversation happening around our courses that we are teaching? And we didn't really find any good solutions out there. And like you said, Facebook can be really distracting. It's like, you're trying to teach people a new subject or a new skill, and then you send them to the most distracting website in the world to continue their learning. And for me, I got extremely frustrated with that process. And I said, hey, why don't I just build something myself? And that's where GroupApp came in. So GroupApp allows you to build your online course and your community in one place so you can have more meaningful conversations around what students are learning, get students to engage with each other so they can further their learning as well and create a more collaborative environment. And at the same time, allow you as the creator to be able to monetize your community and courses in one platform through subscriptions and additional course sales.
I love the way that you found your way to this, is you were frustrated. You were a content creator, a course creator, and you had a problem and you solved it. And I guess you knew enough about how to build a platform like this that you could go ahead and do it. A lot of people don't have that ability to just say, oh, okay, I'll solve the problem myself. I want to throw one quick thing in here for our listeners, because you and I have had a discussion already that although this is, courses was the genesis of you building this, that there's tons of applications well beyond courses. And I mean, I'm thinking about it for my own business where I'm doing licensing stuff. I don't have a course, but I want to be able to communicate with the people in a community setting, right? Not one-to-one, but one-to-many. I don't want to have to jump onto Zoom calls. I don't like, forcing everybody to sit on Slack or one of these other group messaging platforms necessarily, because I want more interaction. And a platform like yours seems to be, for me, a great solution as well, because it's actually the community first, mm-hmm. and then the supplementary content, which I'm not going to necessarily have a course there, but being able to throw additional materials, or if I do, you know, group calls on Zoom, I have a place, a repository where I can keep them, for example. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, I stress this with my clients all the time. Narrow your focus in your marketing, and you're obviously marketing, you know, to course mm-hmm. creators, and yet there's so many other applications for your tool.
Yeah. And yeah, just to add to that, like David, exactly what you said, I have another software company and it's called Lead Quizzes, and we help people build their email marketing list. And I had the frustration with my courses and my community, but I also recognized that we were helping people build their email list by thousands of contacts each month. And we understand that email is valuable, but we also understand that people wanted more engagement with their audience, and they wanted it in a way where audiences communicated to each other, where it didn't feel like it was just a broadcast. And so as we were building a group app, we also considered that as well, the community aspect, where we want your list to be speaking to you and to be collaborating with each other and to be sharing content among each other to just create a more warmer feel and more tie and engagement into your business. And so that's why we built Group App to be community first, then having the content added on top of it, like courses, recordings, and videos, and all of those other things. So you can definitely use Group App, even if you don't have a course that you are selling. And if you just want to build a community where you can nurture your leads or your customers and bring them together and create a place where it feels more like more controlled for your business.
As you're talking about this, I'm sort of imagining what types of businesses that are like not even in the information space, right? Mm-hmm. In the teaching space, this can apply to. And obviously, you know, anybody who has a business where they are developing direct relationship person to person, it makes sense to use your platform because you want to develop that that bond with your customers, your clients, your patients, right? Mm-hmm. In a way that you can, well, maybe there's some HIPAA things that patients shouldn't be included in that list, right? But where you can build a bond, an affinity between those customers and your business, and add so much value that they stick to you, right? So this is like, you know, in my approach to marketing, a stick mechanism, mm-hmm. a way to keep people around who will say, gosh, you know, I love that yoga studio I go to. And unlike just going there, you know, three times a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights, I get to, and, you know, in a non-COVID world, of course, I get to also connect with them, you know, on my own time, simply by jumping online and participating in discussions and watching videos and doing, and any business like that could actually benefit from your platform, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly. You can use it for like studios. Let's say if you're even like an author of a book, you know, and you want to continue the conversations that are happening around your book, you can also use it. It doesn't mean you have to have courses, but it could be used for a wide variety of use cases as well. You can use it if you are like a local business and you have events that you host that are community-based and you want to organize it digitally and also have local events as well.
You mentioned book, and I want to sort of rewind a little bit to your first app that you mentioned a moment ago, because you really built that around authors. And mm-hmm. I wonder if you can, like, you know, I'm very big into comprehensive marketing, the entire life cycle of a prospect into a customer. Mm-hmm. There, your first app, which we'll talk about in a moment, leads directly into your second app if you sort of think about the life cycle of the customer. I wonder if you can walk us through kind of how an author, who could be, by the way, you know, a local business owner who's using a book to build their business or notoriety, but an author might, use that book to then bring people onto an email list, which you mentioned, and then into a community, and what sort of some of the moving pieces are there?
Yeah. So like when we built Lead Quizzes, my first business, we actually, like you said, we actually started with authors, but we were helping authors launch their books. And one of the things that we noticed when we were helping authors launch their books, a lot of them didn't have an email list to even promote their book to. And so we were like, hey, how about we start building quizzes around the subject matter and expertise that you are going to be sharing in your quiz, in your book. And we'll build the email list first, then launch your book using that email list. And that's how we got into building Lead Quizzes. We built, all right, we're going to go out and we're going to build your email list with specifically targeted leads that want to learn more about what you are teaching or sharing in your book. And then we're going to use that list to launch your book and also help you monetize the back end of your book as well. Either if you had like coaching, if you had different products that you sold, that way you weren't starting from zero. And that led to us saying, all right, well, now that you have a list and you have products, you want to add on community to that as well, right? You want to add on a longer term nurturing environment where you're able to nurture the leads, the list that you have beyond just email marketing. And we move our, and what was next for us was the community aspect of bringing your list into a community so you can share content. So when you launch your next book or share the next thing that you're working on, it doesn't feel like they've had a relationship with you. They've built a relationship over time. And they're also at the same time, they've built a relationship with each other, which is the most important thing in keeping your list warm, is not also hearing from you, but hearing from a community of like-minded people that share the same beliefs and they can collaborate with.
There's huge power in what you just said. Yeah. And I want to, you know, sort of dig a little bit deeper into that, because I think a lot of businesses think that the relationship is between, you know, the business and the customer, but the value to the customer extends necessarily beyond the business itself. It's, mm-hmm. You know, obviously what the products or services do for them, mm-hmm. but also what the environment that the business provides those products and services in, mm-hmm. right? Poorly structured. I can hear my grandmother, you know, scolding me for the poor grammar structure of that sentence. But you know, the environment that you're in when you are receiving as the customer that product or service, and by creating community, right? Uh-huh. That's, first of all, it gives the business a leg up against competition, because a lot of competition doesn't have that community aspect. So what you've now been monitoring, seeing what this is like, both as somebody who runs communities on your platform, you used to do it in Facebook, you said, and you probably have some insight into what some of your users are experiencing. Any insights into sort of how communities are being leveraged most effectively?
Yeah, I think a lot of communities are being leveraged. I already talked about it earlier for courses, but they're being leveraged as ongoing, you know, education as well, not involving courses, but let's say you have a mastermind as well, and you want to, and your mastermind members are distributed across, you know, the US or wherever they are at, and you want them to bring them together in a virtual environment. That's how they're being leveraged. They're also being leveraged as a way to build a stronger brand around your products as well. For example, you know, I'm in a community right now. I just bought this super crazy workout machine. It's called a Tono, right? Okay. And the product is great, but the thing that's keeping, like you said earlier, the thing that's keeping me around is the community aspect, is that I know that 4 to 5 people that I engage with in the community are always going to be on the workout sessions with me. You know, yeah, I bought like a $4,000 workout machine, but without like the people that I'm engaging with, I would have probably quit that machine 3 months into it. And that's kept me buying more products from them. So brands are using it as a way to continue to build relationships with their audience over long periods of time.
Yeah, I now that you bring this up, I'm thinking about how a community has supported something that I've been doing, right? So mm-hmm. I have been a hobbyist in investing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I you know, will buy various books or apps and try to use them to guide me in a good investment, you know, decision. I bought one recently that had a community attached to it. And it was the first time that I actually used the darn thing longer than like just a week, because there was this ongoing support. And so it actually helped me, you know, keep going. I imagine that there's, you know, for you with this, you know, crazy expensive exercise, you know, equipment that you've bought. Yeah. Obviously, you know, there's motivation because you've made a financial investment, but there's probably additional motivation for you simply because you now have, you see yourself as going through a journey with other people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I see myself going through a journey. A community allows you to see yourself going through a journey with the same people that are experiencing the same problems. And you're able to just, like for me, when I'm in that community, what I'm seeing is, oh, like, how do I do this workout? You know, like that's, maybe I wouldn't have asked that question myself because I'm more passive in the community, but I'm taking that information and applying it to the product because other people are sharing. And as people make progress, I'm like, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I know I'm getting testimonials that are not marketed to me, where people come in there and see I see the community and someone's like, now I can lift 120 pounds. But before I couldn't do that. That's a testimonial that customers are sharing about the product directly inside of the community and is reinforcing the value of what you're selling without you having to go out and put out that marketing. And that's what community can do for your business.
All right. I want to change subjects for a minute. Yeah. Because I'm curious how you got into all this in the first place. Yeah. Right. So, you know, your bio that you've shared with me started with the first app and working with authors. How did you get into this world in the first place?
I got into this world because I discovered this thing called eBay. And back when I was 14, I sold my first product on eBay through like the bidding process. And to me, it was like it was a mind-blowing experience that I can put something online and I don't know who bought it. And someone bought my product for, I think at the time it was like $250 something, but I didn't, and it was a broken item, but it had value to somebody else to the point that they were willing to pay $250 for it. And to me, I was like, oh man, I have to do this again. So I started getting into online marketing, and I met my mentor, Joel Polish, who's really into like online marketing. And he taught me a lot of the things related to marketing. And then I decided to start an agency before I even built a product. So before Lead Quizzes and Group App, I had a marketing agency. And that marketing agency led me into working with authors and helping them launch their books using quiz funnels and using lead quizzes. And now as I've seen more things on the market related to just how people interact online, then I moved into Group App.
It's crazy how, you know, I grew up in an age where the internet was not widely available, right? It was toward the end of my college years. It was something that people started to see more of. We started with email, I think, and then eventually, you know, I remember, you know, getting Netscape and the closed world of America Online and other things, but for people who are growing up now to see this as sort of course, the life extends, you know, well beyond what's right in front of us in the real world and into, you know, this online world. And there is so much opportunity for connection, as we've been talking about with community, but also commercial enterprise. Mm-hmm. And somebody, you said who your mentor was a moment ago.
Joel Polish.
Right. So for folks who don't know his story, I mean, he made a big splash years ago, decades ago, working in a specific industry vertical where he was teaching principles of direct response marketing to carpet cleaning industry, yeah. Right? And, you know, fast forward to where we are today, where, you know, like 2 weeks ago, I heard that he bought a town. he and a bunch of investors have invested in a town, but he runs a large organization known as Genius Network, which is a great masterminding community. And you know, many, many people can benefit from his teaching. He has his own podcast.
I love marketing.
Great podcast. And so I'm curious to understand the leap that people, you know, make from something like, oh, I sold stuff on eBay to I started my own business, and being introduced to somebody like Joe Polish really helps you understand the opportunity that can exist once you get comfortable in the environment. So how did you find Joe Polish?
Well, we wrote a letter to Joe Polish because we listened to I Love Marketing podcast and we said, hey, Joe, we took one of your advice and I can't remember the exact number, but we made around like $6,000 for one of his advice that he shared on his podcast. And so he invited us to his office and he was like, hey, you guys can come down to my office in Phoenix, Arizona, and we can chat. And we didn't know he was local at the time. Yeah. And so we came down to his office and chatted, and he said, hey, if you guys just want to learn more about like marketing, just feel free to just stop by anytime. And so we took him on his advice, and we, you know, fast forward like probably 6 months later, we were working in his office doing our own thing, but we worked on his Genius Network, like branding and website development. So we just kind of just got into that. And it was just a lucky sequence of events.
By the way, for anybody listening who doesn't realize how extraordinary that story is, that's a pretty darn extraordinary story, because it's like calling up, you know, a god in any particular, you know, vertical. And Joe Polish is very highly respected and is not inexpensive to be able to, you know, get his time. But it sounds like you found a back door into an opportunity here, which is very rare, and you were very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very rare, and it just was very unexpected, because we didn't even think he was going to reply to our letter. Now, thinking about it, I'm like, man, we sent him a letter instead of even an email. And he responded to it.
Well, there may be some value in what you did there, because it was a physical piece of mail, right?
Yeah.
If you talk to anybody today who works in, you know, direct mail, they will say this is actually the best time in history to be using mail, because nobody's using it.
And the only thing you get in there is bills now.
Exactly. So, the brilliant. And I didn't know this part of your story. So it's fascinating to sort of uncover where people have been and the influences in their life. And so having that exposure to somebody who is surrounded by so much forward thinking gave you an opportunity to really think outside the box and develop these two programs that you've now, you know, shared with us, Lead Quizzes and Group App. Mm-hmm. What is, and look, you're just getting started with Group App. And so you're a year plus into it, I think less than 2 years, if my math is correct from what I've seen. Where do you think you're taking this?
For us, we want to take it to where we move beyond the conversation of Facebook groups and move more towards every business should have control over their community. And that's where your business center should be at, like building a community around your brand, around your product, around your services, and using community as my vision is using community as the next evolution of interacting with your list or your audience, where, you know, it's not just email marketing, where it's become very flooded with, you know, at this point I go into my email like each morning and delete emails, but I'm willing to engage in a community where there's value exchange happening between me or and another customer or the brand. And so we want to move the conversation to how do you nurture your community, your customers long-term, and also build our product to support creators who have for a long time thought that, you know, these platforms, like these social platforms, YouTube, TikTok, have been the only monetization source for them, and move them into, hey, I can build my own business around my content and products that I have. I don't need YouTube to share, you know, 10% of the ad revenue with me. You know, I can build a business around my audience and what I'm creating myself. And I no longer need to be part of this channel that's not beneficial to me long-term.
So I'm thinking about this space that you're in at this point, and it started around courses, and I see a lot of big players in the course space who are now adding on community element to them. I private messaged you on LinkedIn, and I think I mentioned, you know, who I think is probably the big player in the space that you're in, a company called Mighty Network, and how there's a very different feel and look to your platform, which gives you an advantage against them for people who don't like the complexity of it. I'm curious where you think, you know, the space is really focused in on this world of course creation and online business. Where do you think we might be going with these online communities beyond that? What's the next step?
I think it's turning communities into the new CRM for managing relationships among your customers or potential leads. And that's where my emphasis, that's where I'm trying to go long term, is making your community your new CRM, where they don't just exist as a data, but they actually exist as a person and interaction with your brand. And you can better track those over longer periods of time, and integrating with tools that enable sales and conversions a lot quicker. So that's where I'm looking to go. But the course angle for me is more of the courses. The people who are launching courses, they're usually a little bit further along in the online marketing journey, where they are like, all right, I built a course. And naturally, next, they want to move towards, I now consider myself a small business owner. And a lot of creators in this space right now, they don't see themselves as a small business owner yet until they get to the course portion or they start monetizing things online. So that's why we're strongly focused right now on course creators, but we are long-term thinking, all right, we want to just build the next CRM of how businesses engage with their audience and build it around community.
I love that, because there's CRM / marketing tools out there. I think of Infusionsoft, which is now known as Keep, or Entreport, or, you know, some of those other tools that are that are in that space, or the big guys like Marketo or HubSpot, or Pardo, which are playing in the enterprise space. But none of them incorporate anything in terms of marketing or communication beyond, you know, simply email marketing.
Yeah.
And so you're adding an additional dimension to it, which is fascinating to sort of ponder. How do you leverage that most effectively with all the data and all of the, you know, the tracking necessary? And I'm excited to see where you take this, because I've never even thought about that.
it's a long journey, but I think long term that's where community, because if you think about it, that's what it really a community is at the end of the day. It's a CRM, but it's not being leveraged as that right now. It's just, all right, well, you're engaging with your audience, but where we want to take it is make it into, you have your data that exists inside of the community and tie in all of your other marketing analytics and your data to make sure you're able to better track things long-term, and also know where customers are at in the buying journey by them being engaged, more engaged with you, versus it being what we have right now, just simply a broadcast and, you know, hoping people convert.
Wow. Okay. So I want to encourage folks who are listening to check out Group App, and you've made it really easy for anybody to experience what this tool is like. Do you want to explain the opportunity available to folks?
Yeah, so just go to Group That App, really easy. Just go there. You can sign up for a free account and just get started. What we encourage is, we know that we're always here to help. So like, if you need help setting up your community, you can reach out to me. I send you an email right away as soon as you sign up. So you can book a one-on-one call with me. I'll help you set up your community, walk you through strategies that have worked really well, so you can get up and running in under 30 minutes with Group App.
That's amazing. And I want to make the stress the point that you made about getting started for free, because you offer what's known, you know, in the pricing world as a freemium option, which is fairly robust. You have limitations on kind of how much management or segmentation you can provide people, but you can really get a sense of the power and breadth of the platform simply by starting a free community. And then you have the ability to help monetize the communities as well for a very competitive price compared to a lot of the other things that are out there. So I want to urge people to go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. We make it very easy to get started. Our pricing is very competitive. And also what we've done as well is we've eliminated a lot of the things that businesses hate about a lot of tools that'll help you monetize, which is, for example, for me is the transaction fee. I don't like, if I'm paying a subscription, I don't want to have to pay a transaction fee. So for us, we've eliminated that from our platform. We're not charging you a 10% transaction fee or 8%. It's absolutely zero. So you can just pay the subscription when you are ready to upgrade, and you don't have to worry about any additional cost.
I love that. Is that some feedback that you got from somebody that guided you that way? Was it just your personal feelings about it that you said, I'm not going to charge this additional fee for transactions? How did you come to that?
I think it was, for me, it was just looking at my merchant processor every month and consistently seeing the bills go up. And if I am a creator where everyone else has monetized my work over long periods of time, YouTube is making cash, crazy amount of cash from content creators. Sure. And, you know, for me, I want to change a conversation to be, hey, you do not need to be, not every platform needs to be taking a cut of your business every single point. And that's fine. And also, like, you know, I really like Bill Gates's quote is, that he had like a couple of years ago. He's talked about Microsoft and the value that Microsoft delivered, and says, you know, at the end of the day, Microsoft only captures about like 1% of the value that they put out there in terms of like how they make, allow businesses to operate. And so for me is, I'm focusing on more on long-term approaches. I want to be a platform that's very creator friendly and is also small business friendly as well.
Beautiful. Well, I can tell you from personal experience what I've seen so far. It is very friendly. You're very friendly. It's great to have you as a guest here. I'm eager to see what we are able to build out on your platform. And I thank you so much for hanging out and sharing some of your story.
Thank you so much, David, for having me on your podcast.
Indeed, Dornenberg. So, folks, you've been listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Thanks for hanging out with us, and I hope to see you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.